Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Giving reference to God, who is the head of my life, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, I thank and praise God on tonight for being back in his presence again. I thank and praise God for just an opportunity to study the Word of God. This is Apostle Deborah Deans and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, and I call our Bible study to order now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read a scripture. I'm just grateful today for being back on our radio broadcast. We had so many problems with it today. Even if we have problems today, we're going to keep right on going. I don't know what, yes, I do. I know what it is, and we must be doing something right for the Lord, and because the enemy always trying to stop this radio broadcast from going forth. So I need you all to stay prayerful with me, hallelujah, and we're going to go forth. I'm trying to unmute some people. I have not been able to do it, but you are on the broadcast. So I don't know. Anyway, we're going to go forward. I'm going to read a scripture. The scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the fowler and from the northern pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the rewards of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thine habitation. I have just read you from Psalm 91, from the first down to the ninth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we just thank you today. We come right now humble as we know how. Can you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today. If we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, we ask your forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you right now to create in us a clean heart, renew in us a right spirit and a sound mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come now just thanking and praising you today for just another opportunity to be back in your presence, Lord. I first of all ask you to bind up the strong man right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind up the strong man, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every evil thing, every evil thought, every evil presence, every demonic presence on this radio broadcast, I ask you to bind it right now and cast it down to the pit in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach your people on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for everyone that's upon the sound of my voice. I ask you to cover them in the shed blood of Jesus, even the ones that's coming on. Lord, I ask you right now to cover them right now in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, I'm asking you now to open up our understanding, cover our mind and our thoughts in the shed blood of Jesus. Open up our understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for we give you praise. We want to know your word, Lord. We want to know your statutes and your precepts in the name of Jesus. We just wanted to study to show ourselves approved today in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, hallelujah, I give you praise and I give you glory. In the name of Jesus, you are a good God. You are a great shepherd above every king, above every king. I thank you today, Lord. I'm so grateful to you for this radio broadcast. I thank you for everyone in radio land on today. Everyone that's calling in, thank you, Father, for them. All these things I ask you in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. And thank God. You all forgive me because I'm being distracted, but I'm all right. By the grace of God, you all keep me in your prayers. I still haven't been able to unmute the line, and most of the time they don't say a whole lot anyway, so it's all right. I don't know what's going on, but at least we're on the line tonight, and I thank and praise God for that. We're talking tonight, and we have been talking for over a month now, about prophetic intercession. We first started talking about intercession. Then we start talking about the prophetic intercession. So I'm just going to go through a few things because some people may not know. And then if we have time left, we'll say, some of the ways that the Holy Spirit speaks to us is through the scriptures and through songs. He speaks to us through, in a still small voice, through impressions in the mind. He'll speak to us in a simple thought. You know, just you just have a simple thought through visions, envisions, and dreams. He speaks to us by words and symbols, and we know that because we all have visions and we all have dreams. And sometimes the Lord will allow us to see words and symbols and things. Even when we're out passing, and you may see a word on a bus or a symbol on a bus, and it may really impress you or put an impression on your heart, and you start thinking about it. Last week we talked about preparation for prophetic intercession. The preparation for prophetic intercession. We should ask the Holy Spirit to convict us of any unconfessed sin. Unconfessed sin can often block our ability to hear from God and also hinder unanswered to our prayers, hinder our prayers from being answered. Unconfessed sin will do that. So that's why you always hear me say, for any known and unknown sin, because I would like for the Lord, for the Father to answer my prayers. Preparation for prophetic intercession is to lay aside any personal prayer burdens or desires, because a lot of times we as prophetic intercessors, we have things on us, personal things. Burdens and desires, but we can't intercede for anyone else with all of this on us. So we need to lay aside any personal burdens or desires. And then we should bind up any influence, any vain imagination. We should bind up any influence of any vain imagination. We shouldn't even be thinking about nothing but what the Lord say pray for. We should bind by the influence of any demonic assignment that would try to interfere with us hearing God accurately, because sometimes we can think we're hearing God and we're not. And this thing just happened not long ago. You know, somebody thought it was God. I guess I don't know how they would mistake God, but, you know, you have to really know that God is telling you to do a certain thing. Because if you mess around and do it and God didn't tell you to, then you messed up. Preparation for prophetic intercession. Invite the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh with his presence and wisdom. And we should do that every day. Ask God for wisdom. Ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom and knowledge, divine wisdom and knowledge. Then we should thank the Lord ahead of time for what you're going to receive and wait in silence in expectation for him to speak, because he will do that. He will do just that. I'm trying to block this our line. And I shouldn't be doing it, but I just feel like I'm gonna try something else to see if I can unblock it. I just want to know. Let me just see. Just 1 second, everyone. Trying to see if I can unblock them. Okay, it's unblocked. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we should thank God ahead of time for what he's going to do. And then we should wait in silence, because a lot of times we pray and we just get through so quick and we just leave out. Well, we need to meditate, sit there and wait and meditate on what the Lord may speak to us. That's what we should do. Preparation for prophetic intercession. We should worship. Our worship is an excellent way to start, and most of the time I do. When I go in my prayer room, I'll sit there and meditate first, and then I'll just wait and see what he has to say, and then I go. But this said you should worship then wait. However you want to do it, you can do it like that. But and we can't say how many minutes you should meditate and wait, but you do it on your own pace. And like I say, most everyone that calls in on our radio broadcast, they're a prophet, so they haven't just started praying. I'm talking to the new people that's on the broadcast, the ones that haven't made it that far yet. I'm talking to you. You know, the ones that's intercessors. And a lot of you already know, if you are intercessor, you know how to pray. You know how to come to God. You know that you can't go before God any kind of way. You know that you got to repent. You cannot go before God with sin on you, because, you know, you can't go before God with sin on you. You have to repent first. You know, clean yourself up before you go before the Lord, because if, like I said, if the priest would go in the holies of holies, and they're the only one that could go in there, you know, God would kill them if they come in there and they're not right. He would kill them, and some of them would go in there, and the power of God would be so strong, they'd have a rope tied around them so they could pull them out. They didn't come out at a certain length of time. They would just pull them out. But then we should pray set aside some time to pray. And I know we all know that it's your own personal time to pray and let God use you to be an intercessor, to pray for whatever God put on your heart. Now, that's intercessors, but the prophetic intercessor, it's like you're going to pray and God is going to give you a word for whoever you're praying for. That's the prophetic part of it. So we're prophetic intercessors, and we know intercessors pray, but then God will give you a word for the person who you're praying for, and you should give it to them. I'm going to talk a little bit more about intercessors, and then we're going to go on to the prophets because I've been on the intercessors for a minute, and we may stay on there for a minute because we need to know how we know that we have the gift of prophetic intercession or prayer gift. We should know that. We should know how we know. We should know who we are in God. We should know that. You know, it's something when you want to pray all the time, when you have a compassion for other people, when they're hurting and going through, and you know you want to pray for. We got a sister part of the End Time Men and Women of War today that need our prayers, and we should pray for her. And God will let you know what's going on with her, but she usually on here every week, but she's not tonight, and she's going through. So I want all of the intercessors, the prophets, to pray for her, and God will let you know what's going on with her, but she needs your prayer. Is intercessory prayer a spiritual gift? Is the prophetic intercession or the intercessory prayer a spiritual gift? And I personally think it is. I feel like it's a grace and anointed to it's grace. Let me use another word. It's just a blessing. It's just a blessing to be able to pray. That's why I always say that, that it's a blessing to be able to pray for the people of God. It's even a blessing to pray for the ones that don't even know God in the pardon of their sin, but if we keep praying, they will. It's a gift to me because I love to pray, and I know you love to pray, so I feel like it's a gift to have an anointed prayer or be anointed to pray. Because everybody is not anointed to pray for people. They may pray and ask God and pray for them or something, but I'm talking about to pray for people, to weep and pray and mourn and call on the name of the Lord for people, for the men and women of God, a servant of the Lord, the leaders. It's a blessing to be able to pray for people. I like to pray, like I said yesterday, I like to pray for the ones nobody else want to pray for. I like to pray for the ones that don't know how to pray for themselves. You know, I like to pray for the ones that people don't even think about, that live up under bridges, in cardboard boxes, that sleep in cardboard boxes, that eat out the trash cans. In different things, I want to pray for those people. You know, everybody, but them especially, because God loves them too, just like he loves anybody else. And I thank and praise God that I can pray for them as well. This will be the last time this month that we will be going over the prophetic intercessory. But we may go over it again in another month, or we're going to start talking about the prophets. But I'm going to just run through this one more time. We all believe that God has called us to pray. And when that happens, you love to pray more than most people place prayer at a higher esteem because we love to pray. And when people don't value prayer like we do, it kind of frustrates us. Then we feel, I know most of us have seen significant answers, our prayers being answered. I have. A lot of my prayers be answered because I know how to go to God, and you all should too. I know how to go before the Lord, and He will answer your prayers. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it for you. But it's a catch. You have to be in the will. You can't go before Him any kind of way. But He tells you, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. I will do it. So, let me see here. Then you feel like you pray a lot, especially when you feel the urge of the Holy Spirit urging you to pray. It's easy to pray when you sense the Holy Spirit has anointed you and urging you to pray. You can tell when He wants you to pray. You can tell. You know, and sometimes we have stuff on our minds and stuff, the things we're going through, we say we can't wait till we get to the house so we can go in our prayer closets, in our bathroom, wherever we pray at, to talk to the Lord. That's our time to talk to the Lord. That's our time to talk to the Lord. Then you'll receive revelation from the Holy Spirit concerning what to pray and how to pray. He'll tell you what put on your heart to pray for. You'll have a strong sense of intimacy with the Holy Spirit when you pray. A lot of times we don't spend enough time with the Holy Spirit. We don't spend enough time with the Holy Spirit like we should. We should spend more time talking to the Holy Spirit. Most time we talk to Jesus, talk to the Father, but we don't talk to the Holy Spirit like we should. We should sometimes... The Lord, I don't think we do it on our own, but the Lord will take us to another realm in the spirit to pray for different things that He wants us to pray for. He'll take us to another realm, another level that we can pray for things. And when you're in the spirit of God, I know for myself, when you're in the spirit, and you're dealing with the Holy Spirit, whatever degree that you need to be to pray for different things, like it's been times I pray for people over the telephone. I don't know. I pray for a lady in Florida. I had never seen her at that time. I've seen her since then. But I didn't know. I never prayed for her. I never knew. She never told me the things that the Lord let me see. So when I started praying, I can tell the Lord took me to another level. I started feeling so like I was feeling like I was really lightheaded, just, and I couldn't get my thoughts together, but it was the Holy Spirit taking over my mind. And it was feeling so fun. I was saying, wait a minute, something wrong here. It wasn't nothing wrong, but the Holy Spirit was taking over my mind, because how could I know what to pray for her? How can I know the word to give her when I had never met her and she never told me anything about herself? So the Holy Spirit had to take over my mind. And when I started, the Holy Spirit let me start prophesying to her. It was the right thing. It was just a word from the Lord. And so I thank and praise God for that. But you don't know what to expect when it comes to stuff like that. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will teach you if you allow him to. The Holy Spirit will teach you if you let him. Because I was with somebody else at that time, and they were praying along with me, two other women, and I said, now, here, y'all pray for it, because some feel funny here. And they were saying, no, we don't know what to do. So I had to just take it on back over. But the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit was in control, and I didn't know how to handle that at that time. I was saying, I feel so lightheaded. I feel, but he was just taking over. He was just taking over. And when I finished prophesying to her, giving her the word, she was saying, you're not the only one. This is not the first time I've heard that. And she just confirmed a lot of stuff for me. And I was thanking and praising God. But you have to be willing to go through this. You have to be willing to let the Spirit of the Lord take over your mind. And I've told you all this many a times that when I'm tired, and when I'm very tired, it's when the Holy Spirit takes over. He takes over my mind, and nothing I can do about it. Nothing I can do about it, but he'll take over my mind. And then he'll do whatever I say and do. A lot of them. And I know it's the same with you. It probably haven't happened, but I bet you it may have. It may have, because the Holy Ghost wants to be totally in control of your mind. And when we, just like I was trying to straighten my mind up when I was getting prophesying to the lady, I was trying to straighten my mind up because I felt like I was really lightheaded, and I was trying to get myself together, but it was the Holy Ghost taking control over my mind. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. So when I've learned to just yield to the Holy Spirit when it's time. So we're going to leave from there, and we're going to talk about prophets a little bit more. The prophets are not to be told what to see and what to say. You know, some folk can try to tell you stuff like that. They'll try to tell you, don't you see that? If I was you, I know what the Lord's saying. See, you have to read between the lines. You cannot make prophets do what you want them to do. They are not to be used for anyone's benefit and desire, but they are to create. They are created for God's purpose. We are. And that's not of God. But God called prophets. And God will let you know that you're a prophet. You don't have to get approval from me, but from God. He lets us know he called us. He lets us know that he's ordained us. But I do ordain the prophets. But he lets you know that you was called from your mother's womb. Isaiah 30:10 says, they say to the seer, which is a prophet, see no more visions. And to the prophets, give us no more visions, of what is right. Tell us pleasant things. Prophesy illusions. See, because back then, they when they seen the prophets coming, they was running. They was hiding everything else. They didn't want to hear no prophet was coming. Because prophets then brought warning and correction, judgment back then. So they didn't want to hear no more of visions. They didn't want to hear the prophets say, tell them what's right. They said, tell us pleasant things, tell us good things, and prophesy illusions. Who wants somebody to prophesy illusions to them? That's crazy. Israel wanted the seer and the prophets to see and say what they wanted them to hear. Prophets can only see and say what the Lord desires and reveals to them. Prophets, and let me just read this in Revelation chapter 10, verse 9. So many people want to hear sweet messages, and this is me talking, and not the bitter messages. See, when they bitter, it's unpleasant to them. It has an unpleasant taste. Prophets are not sent only to speak that which is pleasant and sweet. Prophets will also have to speak the bitter and bad and sour stuff to when God tells them to. In Revelation chapter 10, verse 9 says, so I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little scroll. He said to me, take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will taste sweet as honey. See, a lot of pastors and prophets today, apostles and bishops, they got sugar on their lips. Chocolate in their mouth. That's God ain't always telling you, oh, you're going to get a car and you're going to get money in the bank and you're going to have your pocketbook. God ain't always saying sweet stuff. He's not always saying sweet stuff. God says some bitter stuff. He tell you what the truth. And we have to speak the truth being prophets. We have to speak what God... Because if not, you're lying. You're prophet lying. You have to speak the truth. The truth will set you free. I don't care whether they like it or not. It's not up to you.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's hard or not. It's not up to you. But it's up to you to tell them exactly what God said. God wants some bold soldiers. Bold prophets, you have to have that. Sometimes it hurts. I'm telling you. Sometimes it hurts bad. But you still got to see it. God, when something is weighing on you so hard, you see it. Next time I talk to her, I'm going to tell her. Because God been to put it on your heart. Tell her. I see it. Tell her what I said, because if not, it's going to be sorry for her or for him. We're not supposed to preach what is popular. Neither do we preach to be popular. But we must preach the truth, what God give us. What we know from the word, the truth. You know, everybody want to be popular preaching and hooping and all that. That's why I say when I pray, no shape, form, or fashion. I'm crying, I'm hollering, I'm slinging snot, tears, everything else. Because I'm trying to get a prayer through. Believe me. And when I preach and bring the word, simple stuff. And I ain't trying to make it so would it be so nice and fine? You know, it's good sometimes when you can do that. That's what you want to do. But I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to preach the word, the gospel, the word of God, the truth. And I ain't got a hoop to do it. Preach the word in season and out. Most of the time we're unpopular anyway because we telling the truth. You know, people don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. Especially if you know too much about what they're doing and saying, they don't want to hear it. But if God tells you to say it, you say it. And we're unpopular because we can go into a church and look at the pastor, know what he's saying, and thinking what he was doing last night and this morning. What he think of you and everybody else. We can go in the house of God and see stuff we shouldn't be seeing. Well, we can see stuff. Not what we shouldn't be seeing, but God will let us see stuff. And they don't want to see us coming. Especially the ones that's not doing right. They try to make it hard for you to come. They don't invite you back. Because you can see them. But the Lord say, don't mock the messenger of God. Over there in 2 Chronicles. But they continue to just regarding the messenger of God, despising his word and making fun of his prophets until the wrath of the Lord came up against his people, until there was no remedy. When I tell you, God will mess you up. I thought this was the one about how, I think it was Elijah, somebody's verse was talking about the bridehood prophet, and a bear came and ate him up. You can't mess and talk about prophets, mocking them, and all that kind of stuff. You can't do that. They not hirelings. Prophets are not hiring. They can't not be bought. It's a lot of people think they can. And you know what I found out? It's a lot of people. Some people are psychic. And they get that mixed up with being a prophet. They practicing psychic stuff. I've seen the difference. I've seen the difference. But they doing they calling themselves a prophet, but they doing psychic stuff because they want some money. You don't have to pay a prophet. These prophets these days want money. When I tell you they want money, they want money. You cannot do that. I'm telling you. If they want to give you some money, hey, to God be the glory. But when you saying I got to have $10,000 in order to book me, all this can, I just don't see it. Why am I going to ask you for? This is God's gift that he allow us to use, or he allow us to be used. He allow us to be used because we just dealt with being used. God speaking through us to the people. And we charging the people for it. We got to raise this offering, raise that offering. Just don't see it. Do not see it. Balaam was for hire. Balaam died a soothsayer. You don't rent a prophet. You can't. Joshua 13:22 says, the children of Israel killed Balaam, son of Beor, who practiced divination with the sword along with the rest of the slain. He was doing divination. Peter said to him, "May your money perish with you, because you thought you could purchase the gift of God with money." Because somebody asked Peter, "How much can they buy that with the gift that he had?" And you can't buy it. You can't buy it. You got to work for this. And most of the people have it anyway, but you have to work in order to be able to have the anointing to prophesy. It costs. You have to pray, study, you have to fast, you know, consecrate yourself, live a holy life. And believe me, if some folks still got that gift that's not doing these things now. Some of them still got the gift, because gift come without repentance, but we still got to do what it takes. It costs to have all of this. I'm telling you, it costs. You have to study and sacrifice. The prophet's mouth, prophet will say things other will not say. And that's the thing. The prophets will say things that other people will not say. God touches our mouths. When God touches a person's mouth, he puts the power and authority and the anointing in their words. Prophets pray, sing, preach, teach, and prophesy. Their mouths are anointed. When I tell you, when I used to pray in tongues, the Lord would have me to sing in tongues. It would just get so deep. And that wasn't none of my voice, because I got a heavy voice. That little thing sounded like somebody in China or somewhere, Beijing. I said, "What in the world?" But he had me singing in tongues. That's what he wanted. And so that's what happened. Because when you give away to the Holy Spirit, he takes over and takes control. The prophet's mouth are anointed. His words are anointed. Their prayers are anointed. Even the song. You know, you can get a song, and baby, that song be so anointed, you ain't never, especially me, because you know I can't sing. But honey, let the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost get in it. You sound like somebody. Over in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9 says, "Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, now I have put my word in your mouth." He'll do it. And his word will never return void. Never. It would not return void. It would not return unsealed. It will not. God sends his word for a purpose. The prophetic word has an assignment. When it goes out, it has an assignment. When it comes forth, it has an assignment to do. Isaiah 55 and 11 says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It won't return unfilled. Mm-mm, not God's word. Prophets have a seal. The prophet's seal. A seal is a mark. The prophets have a seal. It represents something that is genuine. It has a seal. It has a mark. A prophet. Those who cry and weep for people for sin and rebellion are marked by God. God knows his prophets. God places his mark on them. A mark represents ownership. He marks us and he seals us. Ezekiel chapter 9 and verse 4 says, and the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the forehead of the men who sigh and groan for all abominations that are done in its midst. See, a lot of times, I don't know if you ever heard of the wailing women, but sometimes when you're praying and interceding, you cry and you moan and you wail for the people of God, for the people. You're groaning and moaning, and that means something to God. It means something. Then we have the prophet's mantle. The mantle was the cloak that was worn by prophets. The cloak represents the power and the authority of the prophet. Elisha called Elijah's mantle, then used it to separate the Jordan River. It had so much power and authority in it. That shows the power and authority that mantle carries. Prophets have power and authority from heaven. This power and authority is real. Believe what I say. We have more authority and power than we ever would know about. Power that comes out of our mouth, baby, when I tell you. We have power that the demons should tremble when you speak. We have power in our words. We have authority in our word. God gave it to us. Now, prophets are not men pleasers. God, they rather than that they please God. We shouldn't seek the approval of man, but the approval of God. That's me. I try my best to do what I can, but I don't care whether man approve it or not. Long as God has his approval on the things that I do and the things that I say, that's what my whole desire is to please him. That's what my desire is, to please God. Prophets must obey God rather than man. Acts 5 and 29 says, Peter and the other apostles answered, we must obey God rather than man. We must. Prophets' desire is to please God, not man. You cannot be a servant of Christ and please men. Prophets don't seek the approval of men. The prophet's priority is to please God. When I tell you, that's what I want. I want to please. That's my desire. My hope is to please him. Because man, you can't hardly please man. Can't hardly please him. He won't never be satisfied. But God, you can please God. God would love you when nobody else will. He will love you when nobody else will. You know, we so quick to give up on people and all this kind of stuff, but God won't. See, because we don't live off the praise of man. We don't. We live off the praise of God. We praise God. We praise God. And a lot of times, I would be feeling so bad and tired and sick and feeling bad, and just let me start to praising the Lord. I don't feel nothing. Don't feel nothing but some praises and some hallelujahs and some thank you, Jesus. And before you know it, I'm up on my feet. We don't live by man's honor. We look for the honor from God. And that's what we do. That's how we have to be prophets of God. We don't live off of what man can tell us to do and all this. And, you know, I'm not trying to say nothing bad about any leader. But a lot of them think they call you into the ministry. They ordain you. They call you in the prophetic. They ordain and they tell you what to do. You know, hey, I need you to do this and be this and do that. You better go pray about it. Oh, they the leader. They your apostle, bishop, whatever. But you need to pray about it. Go pray about it. Lord, do you want me to do this? I had to do that. I had to do that. And we, as prophets, sometimes we may have to stand alone for what's right, for what the Lord has called us to do. Nobody else may not want to stand with you. But you may have to stand alone. A lot of prophets, especially when they're in the church, if they get up and say something that God has told them to say, they feel like they have fear, you know, that the pastor, preacher, apostle, bishop, whoever it is, may not want them to say it or feel like they may not allow them to speak again or even put them out, excommunicate them for saying the things that God has given them. But we still got to stand. But what's right, we got to stand on what God says. We do. We have to do it. And you know when you're a prophet, everybody want to say you're crazy. You're speaking like the devil and all this kind of stuff. I stopped telling people what I was going through and I was saying because, you know, they think you done lost your mind. You know, because when the enemy attacks you, feel lethargic and confused and all that kind of stuff, and you go to tell somebody, they get to looking at you like you got a demon or a devil. So I start keeping it to myself. We always, especially when we prophesy, we're always being accused of being crazy. You know that. It's all right. We crazy for Jesus. We're crazy for the Holy Ghost. We're crazy.
Amen.
We just like that. We got to know that when God tells us to do something, it's not going to always be easy. It's not going to be comfortable for us always. Sometimes we in a position where we got to do what God tells us to do. I've been in those situations. I was in one last night. Hurt me, but I had to do what God told me to do. I had to say what God tell me to say. You know, and I know it's going to be all right because I didn't say it on my own, but God told me. So, Monday, we're going to talk about the prophets again. And I want to just talk about how we should handle hardship and opposition. Because that's a real touchy situation. And we need to know how to deal with hardship and opposition. Then we're going to talk about the general function of a prophet, how prophets should function. And we talked about and studied on prophets before. But, you know, a lot of times we should go over these things. Maybe a year ago we did. But maybe every year we should go over them. Because I know that God always wants us to know new stuff. He always was giving us new revelation and stuff, and we need it. We need it. I just thank and praise God that he sent so many prophets to the end time men and women of war to be taught and mentored and to learn from the Holy Spirit the things that we need to walk in prophet's shoes and to live a prophetic life and a holy life. I just thank and praise God for that. You know, because you could and I both could be somewhere learning the things wrong. But when we studying and learning together and we can talk about it and discuss it and pray over it and know that God is right on everything he's tell us to do, then we'll get somewhere. We are learning together what to do. We're learning together that we have power and authority. We're learning together not to have sugar lips all the time and telling people you're going to get this and this and this and all this kind of sweet stuff. Mm-mm. Because God ain't always giving us sweet stuff to say. Sometimes it may hurt us to say it, but we got to say it. So I just want to thank and praise God on tonight. I really enjoyed myself. I thank and praise God for everyone that's on our radio broadcast and you that is in radio land. I just thank and praise God for you on tonight. Tonight is the Sabbath, starting the Sabbath in a little while, and you could be anywhere else. But you're on our radio broadcast, and I thank you and Radio Land, the public, for listening in and tuning in to our broadcast on tonight. And then I thank the ones that's on the broadcast. That's a part of the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry. I just want to send a shout out to you all and I thank and praise God for you all for support. We're not going to hold long in a long day, and I'm going to get ready to dismiss. And I want us to just want to remind us that Apostle Deans will be teaching on Sunday at 4 Eastern and 3 Central, so that you'll know that he'll be on teaching this Sunday coming up in a couple of days. So just be praying for him. Y'all know how Apostle Deans teach. Most of us do. So anyway, I'm not going to hold. We're going to get ready to dismiss. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you today, Father, for your holy word. Thank you today, Father, for your grace and mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for each one on our radio broadcast and in radio land. I'm asking you to cover everyone in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them, Father. Thank you for being. You say, well, two or three are gathered there. You are in the midst. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we just ask all these things, and I'm asking you to, the ones that's out and about, just cover their vehicles and bless their families and let there be no lack in their home. In the name of Jesus, touch the bodies, Father. in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we give you glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I love you all. God loves you. If you need to talk or call me, just do it. I'm here. I'm at work, but I'm able to talk. So God bless you. I love you all. Have the rest of the night. Peaceful weekend. God bless you. Amen. Good night.